short story competition is sponsored by the Benetichelle Art Center. And tonight's short story is The Wall by Tony Henderson.
The wall groaned. He was strongly built and didn't really mind people sitting on him, especially children. However, he recognised the large man coming up the path towards him. Big Humphrey was enormous and passed by on the way home when he'd been to the alehouse. Normally he sat on the wall to rest. Usually drunk, he'd sit there talking to himself and cursing and kicking his heels, which gave the wall a splitting headache all night. Big Humphrey reeled towards him. He was obviously very drunk tonight and had a lot of difficulty climbing up. However, he seemed in a better mood than normal, and when he was perched on the top of the wall, he started to sing. The wall groaned. He'd been looking forward to an early night. After a while, Big Humphrey decided he could give a better rendition from a greater height. He clambered clumsily onto the top of the wall, where he swayed precariously and began to add extravagant arm movements to his singing. The wall began to get very nervous. A number of loose stones began to be dislodged, and then the inevitable. With an anguished shout, Big Humphrey fell headlong off the wall and landed heavily on the path. There he lay, groaning. The wall looked at him dispassionately. Serve him right, the boorish oaf. Just then, he heard the sound of a horse coming down the road towards him. It was one of the soldiers from the nearby king's castle. He stopped his horse, dismounted, and walked towards the wall. Oh, no. The wall knew what was coming. Why did men need to urinate against walls and trees? He was right. A warm, steady stream started to roll down him, and he groaned. The revolting smell would last for days, and he already had a headache from Big Humphrey's antics. As he was getting back onto his horse, the soldier heard Big Humphrey's moans and turned towards him. He recognised him as one of the village nuisances. The horse also realised who it was, and remembered clearly last week when Big Humphrey had jabbed the end of a sword into his side to make him rear. Before the soldier could stop him, the horse took great delight in kicking Big Humphrey in the head. The soldier shrugged and rode off into the night. The wall had watched this cameo impassively, and then, even with a headache and smelling like a urinal, went to sleep. When he got back to the castle, the soldier reported seeing Big Humphrey. Some of the soldiers went and carried him back to the castle. But he died during the night. It was assumed from a broken neck. The next day, the wall saw a strange fellow skipping towards him. Tall and thin, he was dressed in a weird mixture of extravagantly coloured clothes and carried a large exercise book and a pencil case. "This is where it must have happened," the strange character said to himself as he clambered onto the wall. The wall suddenly realised who this man was. The previous day, a large blackbird, George, who often came and had a chat, had told him of a strange event. Apparently, some woman had caught 24 of his mates and put them all alive into a pie. She had then heated the pie and delivered it to the palace. When the pie was opened by the king, the blackbirds all flew out screeching, not surprisingly, as they were all scorched and pretty annoyed. Apparently, there was a man called Claude who was wandering around the countryside writing up strange events as a series of short stories. He had this peculiar idea that these stories would become so famous that they would be passed down from generation to generation. Hardly likely, thought the wall, from what the blackbird had told him the other day. Apart from blackbirds in a pie, the other ridiculous stories George had told him were an owl and a pussycat in a pea-green boat, seemed highly unlikely, a cow jumping over the moon, which was quite impossible, a dish running off with a spoon, which didn't suggest much sex. Some girl eating curds and whey, which really sounded revolting, and a woman living in a shoe with so many children, for goodness sake. How on earth did this idiot Claude think that such a set of improbable and inane stories would ever have a chance of lasting for hundreds of years? And now, how was he going to write a story about a drunk falling off a wall and being kicked by a horse? Claude selected a sharp pencil and opened his exercise book at a clean page. Well, Big Humphrey doesn't sound right. What shall we say? How about Big Humpty? No, that's not catchy enough. What rhymes with Humpty? I know! Humpty Dumpty! The wall couldn't believe he was hearing this. A soldier and his horse? Perhaps if I said all the king's horses and all the king's men, that would sound more impressive. Now, how about they try to revive him? So, what have we got? Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's... He started to mumble to himself. A few days later, George the Blackbird landed on the wall and said, "Hi, what news?" "Not much," said the wall. "Big Humphrey fell off me. A soldier's horse kicked him to death, and then that fellow Claude came round and made a silly rhyme about it all. Other than that, it's been quite boring. Although I've just had a nice chat with those kids, Jack and Jill. They said they were going up the hill over there to look for water. I tried to tell them you didn't find water at the top of a hill. But you know what kids are like these days. They know it all."
That was the Bay Radio short story sponsored by the Benetichelle Arts Centre. And tonight's was written by Tony Henderson and was entitled The Wall.